Done.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
July 20th shooting in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater that left 12 dead, and Sunday's shooting in a Sikh temple that killed 7, including a gunman, have brought gun rights back into the American spotlight. The NRA has certified 5,000 additional instructors since April of 2011 to keep up with increased demand for gun safety classes. Thomas Patterson is an instructor with Patterson Firearm and Safety Training at Kearney. He says he's seen a big increase in students this past month.
Almost kind of an abnormal spike. Really kind of get that many calls. I mean, I've received several calls from other people that, you know, seeking information.
Currently about 1 in 3 Americans report owning a firearm.
That's Talk host Valerie Parizo commenting on the growing number of gun safety classes that have been springing up, with thousands of additional instructors recently certified by the NRA. The shooting at the Sikh Temple in Wisconsin is where we get started. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. An hour's worth of information and, by golly, maybe a few facts thrown in. Here's host Bill Edwards talking to personal safety expert David Nance about ways you can protect yourself even if you don't have a gun.
We have these mass shootings where somebody decides that they get mad about something, whether it's losing their girlfriend or they're schizophrenic of some sort, and somehow they've managed to get weapons. They say get them legally, and have gone in and start shooting up the place. We just had, since we've talked last, the Sikh temple shooting. And then of course, we had originally had you on about the Aurora shooting to talk to us about that. If you find yourself in that situation and you're not armed, what how you might be able to survive?
Well, there's a few things you can do in advance of an alarming situation like that, a high-stress situation. First thing I tell people is understand what a gunshot sounds like. I've interviewed day traders that were involved in the Atlanta shooting. It was back in 1999 where Mark Barton walked into a day trading firm, shot about 12 people, 6 died, walked across the street right past police, and shot another 7 people were killed in the, right across the street in that incident as well, too. And what the day traders told me is they thought initially they were computer monitors exploding or there was a fire. So you need to assume the worst. When you hear a loud sound, you need to assume that it's a gunshot. You need to take action immediately. A lot of people, when they're outside, they assume that it's a car backfiring or it's fireworks. Assume the worst and put as much distance as you can between that noise and yourself. You know, another thing is visualization. I'm big on that. See yourself in a situation like that happened in Milwaukee or happened in Aurora, and you see yourself remaining calm, protecting yourself and your family, taking action right away. Therefore, you've mentally played it out, and should it ever actually happen, you've been there before mentally, so you're more likely to remain calm and take action. But the biggest thing you need to do is immediately put as much distance between yourself and that attacker as you possibly can. It gives you a better opportunity to process what's taking place. It makes it more difficult for you to become a victim.
David, it's easier said than done. And a lot of people say, well, you know, are we going to live our lives in fear and in terror and just paranoid about things? I guess it's better to look silly if you dive under something and it turns out to be, a firecracker or just a backfiring car or something. I would much rather look silly than look dead.
Humiliated and alive versus worried about how you look socially and not alive. I won't take the latter, that's for sure. So, you need to take precaution. We're not asking you to be paranoid. The Marine Corps talks about a condition yellow, which is a relaxed 360-degree awareness of your surroundings. I teach this often in my personal safety classes. You should really never be snuck up on. You should be aware of what's taking place around you. I'll give you a story that happened to me this Sunday here at Long Lake, Michigan, the beachfront at North Avenue Beach. There was a young man walking around. There were thousands of people there. He had on black boots and white jeans and no shirt. I mean, that's definitely different from how everyone else is dressed. They're wearing their either bikinis or swimsuits. But he's got a black backpack. He'd sit down, stare at a group of people, pretend like he was reading, look very angry, get up, would walk around and doing figure eights, acting very strange. So I let everyone in my immediate area know, I said, look at this guy, I don't know, this is very odd. Then I went and I looked for a police officer, didn't find one, told a lifeguard, and eventually I saw him walk away. But this went on for about a good hour. Very, very strange. It didn't require an extra amount of effort on my part. Didn't ruin anyone's day by me telling the people around me, but everyone in the media area was glad that I did mention that. He could have had a firearm in his bag. He was definitely acting very bizarre. So you want to take action in those situations.
Up next, hosts look at what makes the shooting in Wisconsin different from the shooting in Colorado. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
That's Gold Bond. It's the
worst. This is the Daily Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio in Review, the hot hits. Doug Steffen here, the Wisconsin shooting is where we are. Host Rob Hunter and Pamela Hughes with Michael Russell talked about what makes the shooting different from the one a couple of weeks ago in Colorado.
Why isn't this being treated as big as the Aurora shooting? So let's go back to the movie theater angle of it for a second. Because we've all been in movie theaters, we've all, especially, have you guys been in the movies since the shooting?
No.
Yes, I have, actually. Yes. Did you think about it?
No, I didn't.
Really?
It was a small theater out in the West Valley. Literally, my family, we were the only ones there. And it was brave. So it's been out for a while. So,
yeah. So I went to Dark Knight.
Okay.
Literally, like, 2 days after the shooting. I thought about it.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that makes sense. You would think about it. You're at the Dark Knight. It's probably a crowded movie theater. It's a couple days after. Yeah, it should be fresh in your mind.
So that's my question is why should we treat this differently, though? Still, 6 people were killed inside the temple. 3 more were wounded, including a police officer, and the gunman was killed, too. He's the 7th dead. He was shot by a cop on the scene. Why is there a difference in the way we treat this on Monday morning than we did that Friday morning?
Well, I think there are several different things at play here, Rob. One, relatability. So we can all put ourselves inside a movie theater and think about how we would react if somebody walked in and started shooting. Why? Because we've been in a movie theater. We've taken our kids there before. We've been in that situation. We've already established that none of us have ever been in a Sikh temple, let alone even knew that they were in Phoenix. So I think that relatability is a part of it. The other aspect about the Colorado shooting that we can't negate is just the pop culture aspect of it. It was for the Dark Knight Rising, which was going to be the summer blockbuster movie that everybody was going to go see. So everybody knew about it. So you have the pop culture aspect, you have the relatability aspect to it, but at the end of the day, you still have several people in both shootings that lost their lives.
And that's what gets me, because is it then about the movie? Is it about The Dark Knight Rises, or is it about the fact that 12 people were killed in the theater versus 6 people killed in a religious temple?
It's all of it.
Well, that's what I think. I'm a little bit frustrated by that, and I'm a little bit confused about it, because I don't see that one should be a bigger deal than the other. I think they're both big deals. They both happened, you know, within 2 weeks of each other, essentially. That's kind of, wow, bothersome. Now, the reasons behind them are going to be a little bit different, and what we learned about the shooting in Colorado and, you know, his psychiatric treatment that the shooter was receiving there, perhaps, and maybe some signs were missed. I don't like to get into all that because, you know, 2020, hindsight's 2020. This one, obviously, we're learning about the shooter. He's a completely different set of circumstances. All signs point to him being like a neo-Nazi, a racist. He, you know, he had tattoos to back that up. He, you know, there's reports coming out on the USA Today that he was all parts of these hate groups. And I think that makes it a little bit more understandable in a sense, too, is that, okay, this guy had a clear motivation. I don't know whether or not he thought Sikhs were Muslims or it didn't matter to him. He just wanted to kill everybody that was different than him. So I think that because we understand it a little bit more, we can see where it's going. It might be easier to say, okay, we get it. And with the movie theater, it's still, what's the reason behind it?
Here's radio man Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill joining him. They talk about an Ohio man arrested in a movie theater with a bag full of guns and ammo, but he claims he had it as protection just in case somebody else tried to copycat what happened in Colorado.
A little freaked out by the whole thing. At the same time, I guess no longer surprised. A guy goes into a movie theater in Ohio, and you always look for the copycatters, right? A guy goes into a movie theater in Ohio. He sits down, and it looks like he's sitting in kind of a strategic position. He has a bag with him, and an alert manager at the movie theater, because he went in, he sat down in this movie theater early on. An alert manager sees him sitting in the movie theater yesterday. He finds an off-duty cop. The off-duty cop is now on duty. They come over, they talk to the guy, they look through his bag, they find multiple firearms, multiple pieces of ammunition, multiple knives, and he says, Ron, the reason why he was there in the movie theater and he was armed is he was afraid that somebody else might bust into the movie theater and go Batman, as he said, on everybody in the movie theater. It's one of those small theaters. He was afraid that someone would come in and take out 73 people. I don't know if I believe that story. Was he there to protect the other people in that movie theater, or was he there to do a copycat of what we saw in Aurora, Colorado?
This quick cut from the Westlake, Ohio police describing what went down.
The male came into the Regal Cinema, and he had a pouch on his hip, kind of a little bag, accessory bag, and the manager approached him. He thought that was suspicious. We had a uniformed officer working there, extra duty. He approached the gentleman in the theater. He had already gotten into the theater. He was the only one inside. Asked to look in the bag. The gentleman agreed, let him look in the bag, consented to the search, and the officer noticed there was a pistol in there, a Glock 9mm pistol, a couple magazines, a couple knives. So we escorted him out after taking possession of the bag. We placed him under arrest.
And so they've looked. He did not have a concealed weapons permit, and so he's in there, no permit, with these guns at the theater. I went to see Batman over last weekend. My little brother from the Big Brother program is a huge comic book fan, so we've gone to a couple of these comic book character movies. And I have to admit to you, while I'm sitting there watching, we saw it on the IMAX screen down in Kent.
You're going
to
look around.
I was saying, where's my quickest exit point? And it's one of those theaters where you sort of do a 180. You know, you walk in to the doors, and then you have to make a 90-degree turn and then another 90-degree turn so the light doesn't come in from the outside into the theater.
Yep.
And so I'm looking around. It's like, that's my only way out. Like, I have to go. So I sat on the aisle, which I normally do anyway, but for whatever reason, I was thinking about it in this Batman theater, and I'm like, there's not another way out. If there was a gunman at that particular entrance to the little catacomb thing that you have to walk through, I was like, I don't think there's another way out of this theater. So someone would have to run right through that guy to get there. And then, a split second later, I caught myself going, it would be inconceivable if this would happen. And yet there I was thinking about it.
All right, next, let's get out of this and go to the campaign trail. Maybe there's something hot there. We'll find out in just a moment, you and me together here in the Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio, Talk Television, and that certainly includes the presidential race. Here hosts and commentators Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel talk about the way money is completely taking over the campaigns on both sides.
Campaigns cost too much and too many politicians sell their souls to special interest groups. Well, we hear that every campaign, and this one is no different. Small donors rightly think they have little influence, and so many have dropped out. That leaves the field mostly to the big guys on the left and right. There's a way to fix this. We could return to the days of Lincoln-Douglas debates, but television has reduced everyone's attention span, and how many would sit still for a real debate lasting several hours? The TV networks and local stations could donate time, but why should they when elections have become a cash cow? They're a business, after all. Everyone says they hate negative ads, but they work, and that's why both parties run them. Shortening the campaigns might help reduce costs, but the media and some politicians are already talking about potential candidates in 2016. The campaigns never end. People put too much faith in politicians and not enough in themselves, and that's the main problem. Solve that, and you go a long way toward reducing the cost and the influence of big contributors.
Money has impacted politics and political campaigns since our founding, but the amount of money that has poured into campaigns in the last decade is staggering. Think about this. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney and independent committees that support them will spend over $1 billion each in the presidential campaign of 2012. It was not many years ago that $1 billion was the total amount spent for all federal, state, and local campaigns combined. There are two reasons for this enormous increase in campaign dollars. First, the number of lobbyists in Washington and the special interests they represent is now 34,750, double the number in 2000, and most use campaign contributions to get the ear of 535 members of the U.S. Congress.
Host David Patterson talking about the latest on the back and forth between Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Mitt Romney.
Let's get back to talking about Harry Reid. Arrogance? I don't know. Can we find the word in the dictionary that describes the way he's acting? It's as if this is all a game. And in many respects, it is a game. You know, when you watch these cable news channels and you watch these people go back and forth. But it's just insulting, really, I think, to the American public to have this kind of thing going on. And Romney was being criticized, I saw, on a Fox station last night because he didn't call he didn't call Reid a liar. I don't know that he needs to get into this. I don't think that that's very presidential to call a Senate leader a liar. He just, I thought, was right on point. He was strong. He said, you know, put up or shut up. And you leave to someone like Rance Priebus, who is the chair of the Republican National Committee, to call Romney a liar. And he went further. He called him a dirty liar. And other individuals have gotten involved in this. But the point is that it's Reid who made the charges. Now, the White House is running from this. Jay Carney says Reid speaks for himself. The minority leader of the Senate, Nancy Pelosi, jumps right in. There is a source. How does she know? Did he tell her there's a source? Did he tell her who the source is? Now, Reid for himself continues to push back, but it's very interesting when we start to look into Reid's record. Reid pushed back against President Bush back in 2006. He called him a loser and a liar. Reid has in the past gone after former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan. He calls him a political hack. You might have got that one right. He also pushed back on John McCain and said that he had too bad a temper to be a president.
Our next stop on the countdown, London, the Summer Olympics. The latest from London in a few moments on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select a coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back into the second half of the Talk Radio Countdown Show in this hour. Doug Steffen, Summer Olympics hot and heavy. Here are our hosts, Jonathan Brandmeier and Dave Enid, talking about the German weightlifter who dropped the barbell weighing over 430 pounds on his neck. And he just got up and shook it off. Seems to be fine.
And if a 440-pound dude was standing, it would drop. If it dropped on your neck, you would be dead.
You would be dead.
I hit him in the neck. Didn't fall on his neck.
That's how they kill guys in prison. They shank them out.
Is that right?
Yeah, you get them in the weight room. They're lifting weights. Don't you watch prison movies?
That's not shanking.
Well, okay, that's drop. That's our prison expert Hector checking in.
Hey.
That is, that's dropping a weight on a guy's head.
What's going on with this thing now?
So what happened to him? So shanking is where you shank the guy with a handmade shiv, and dropping a weight on someone's neck is self-explanatory.
This was a standing lift.
A standing lift. Mm-hmm. What was his name again, please?
Matthias Steiner of Germany.
Matthias Steiner of Germany, and he was lifting this weight. And then it fell on his neck.
Looks like he kind of hit him in the back of the neck.
Oh, yeah, sure. Falling. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Right, okay. Got it. That's a good sidebar.
I thought you'd like that.
And he's not dead.
He's not dead. That's the good news.
There's the good news right there. Thank you, Dave.
Taught him my lesson.
Yeah, that's right. It did. Not to lift that kind of weight.
Well, that's what he does.
He should learn a lesson from something like that. Not to do what you guys do. Do PS90.
P90X.
P90X,
lift 432 pounds.
That's right. Hector, yesterday, what did you do? You did your biceps yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. And Dave's in recovery.
No, I did. Actually, I did legs yesterday.
Oh, your legs hurt?
Yes.
Oh. They do?
Yeah, they're a little stiff.
All right. They're not supposed to. Oh, yeah, I guess you probably hadn't done legs in a while, then that's why they're stiff, right?
Well, I took a long bike ride the day before. It's probably not the best way to train.
He was cross-training.
No, yeah, he's doing a little of that, a little cardio, a little bit of P90X. What do you call it again, P90X?
Yeah, P90X.
All right, so that guy, the German weightlifter, he's okay. His neck might hurt, but he's out of the competition.
Yes, he had to withdraw.
Hey, you see that German diver taking that crazy dive? They got him all over YouTube. It says German diver. They call it the worst dive in the Olympics to date. and he just dives and he just flips over and does basically a backflop on. You would, right?
Yes.
Well, you'd never think that you'd see something like that in the Olympics. That's crazy. Look at that guy. How you work your whole life and you get up to that point and there you go and you do a backflop in front of the world?
Here's radio host John Curley talking about how after a week it seems like everybody thinks they're an expert on the Olympics.
Everybody becomes some mild expert of these obscure sports that no one knows anything about. And all of a sudden, like, God, I really would love to see her knee a little more forward on that, on the takeoff there, on the mat exercises. Huh? Who does your turn into all of a sudden? So there's the minute, obscure stuff people get into. And then all of a sudden, there's these great moments where you, my son does this all the time. Because I'm such a wimp, and he knows I'm a wimp, that whenever there's a deeply emotional moment, halfway through, I'm like, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. Because I know my son's going to turn around and look at me. And then my daughter's going to look at me, too. So last night, they caught me crying at this one. Here we go. This is Usain Bolt is being interviewed. They're on the track. Okay,
so you start crying.
Don't you start.
Then I'm going to start crying.
And then I'm like, you know what? I think it's good that my son sees me cry. But I'm like, what, every 4 hours? I don't think that's good. Okay. So Usain Bolt, after winning the 100-meter, men's 100-meter, he's on the track. He's being interviewed by some chick from some Hispanic station or something. And while he's there, behind him, you can see that the national anthem is about to be played because the woman that has just won the 100-meter women's is about to get her gold medal. So here's what happens. He's being interviewed. He stops the interviewer in order to listen to the Olympics. Here's the way it played out.
Well, I was feeling the word. Riding boat is good enough for me. It was all about business today. I came out to defend my title, and that's all I did.
You came here to be a legend. You are already a legend.
Please, I'm going to be
alive. Yeah, okay. So, yes, last time.
That's all right.
He turns to the interviewer and says, is this live? She says, yes, it is. He says, well, then we need to. And with that, he turns around. He puts his hand on his heart. He takes a deep breath, a sigh. You can see that he has what appears to be, although when you doubt his sincerity, I don't know why you're doing that. He closes his eyes.
I don't doubt the sincerity on this right here. That's not what I was saying.
You think he's a little bit of a showman?
Yes. That's different.
Okay, do you think he was thinking, I'm going to do this and sort of show off a little bit at this moment?
No, I think that was earnest and really awesome, actually.
Absolutely sincere.
And I'm blown away by him.
Yeah, I am too. Great moment. So then the American flag is raised. He is standing there. At one point, it looks like he's actually sort of mouthing the words to the national anthem. And then he will turn back around again after the song eclipses, and then he continues the live interview with the reporter. I think that's a great moment.
To Mars we go. Let's talk about the rover Curiosity next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Change in fungible items.
But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class. Pause it. Or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ To Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala Soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
A great Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio Countdown continues. We're talking about the Mars rover expedition. Here's host Bill Handel with reporter Steve Gregory, who was in the NASA control room early Monday morning when the rover landed on Mars.
Tell us what happened. Tell us.
Well, we got there around noon. The landing itself was scheduled for 10:31. We got there around noon.
What'd you do for 10 and a half
well,
hours?
Well, see, let me tell you, the primary reason we had to get there was to jockey for a parking spot and a seat inside, because it was starting to fill up already. So then we literally got up there, camped out, and then there was a press briefing at 3 yesterday to give us sort of the latest information, and they updated us, and then that was the last briefing until touchdown. And so we basically just hung out for a while, and we'd go back and forth and take a look at stuff and pictures, because they had all these displays and things going on, opportunities to talk to scientists, and these guys are total studs. I mean, these guys are so smart, and they're so cool. Once we got inside, and it got really exciting and, you know, kind of this tense moment, because you knew what was at stake here. I mean, this is a historic event. The amount of brain power behind what they had to do with this thing, never been done before. Putting a payload like this, touching it down just softly on the surface of Mars, and, you know, how fast this thing was going, 13,000 miles an hour before it hits the Martian atmosphere.
So explain how this thing actually landed, because prior to the other two, Discovery and Surveyor or whatever the hell those, whatever those two were called, the small ones, those were airbags.
Yeah, those were just kind of bouncing, kind of just landed. Yeah,
yeah, and this was way too big to do that. So describe what events followed in what order to get this thing to the ground.
Well, you know, it was launching this big capsule thing, and it was in this cocoon. And when it got, you know, when it hit the Martian atmosphere, you know, the booster rocket that it was on broke away, the first stage separation. Well, then when it got into the Martian atmosphere and started to lower, this big, huge drogue parachute ejected and it was launched
out. This is at 13,000 miles an hour, right?
And
a parachute survives that. A
parachute that weighs only 100 pounds had to have enough capability to stop maybe a G-force of nine. I mean, it was just amazing, this jolt that it had to stop at. And it had to slow it down to a few hundred miles an hour till it got even closer down to the surface. And at one point, you figure this thing was at 13,000 miles an hour, and then when its capsule starts to lower down toward the surface, then another part of it breaks away, exposing the Mars rover inside this sort of the shield, the top of the what was the capsule shield, and lowers it down slowly, and then all of a sudden these cables lower the rover itself from that top of that capsule, lowers it down slowly, and then these like rocket thrusters kick in to slow it down even more. And at one point it was at 2 miles an hour, when it touched down to the surface. And then as soon as that capsule, the top of that capsule, senses that the rover touches the surface, then those cables break away, that top of that capsule shoots off just way off into the distance and crashes. And so it's out of the way and it doesn't land on the rover itself.
Here's host Bob Miller with Scott Stein from CNET. He's been keeping up with Mars Rover through his Xbox game system.
I mean, you've been, I'm sure, studying it and keeping up on it, right?
Yeah, and in fact, the way I did it upon landing was through my Xbox 360, which was pretty awesome.
What?
Yeah. Well,
explain.
I will explain. I mean, NASA is to be celebrated for many things this week. First of all, first and foremost, landing a giant rover robot science station on Mars and doing it seemingly flawlessly. But the fact that they were able to share live feeds of this across a variety of devices, first of all, NASA's app for the iPad, which I'll get to in a second,
okay,
through the web. But then I read on Twitter that the Xbox 360 was live streaming the coverage, which I hadn't realized. And in fact, via the Xbox's own live streaming app, I was able to connect to NASA TV and watch live at 1 o'clock, 1:30, the landing on Mars. So once again, the Xbox 360, which I've been using as my cord cutter TV solution pretty much at home, just added another dimension in a way that TV broadcasts couldn't compete with.
Wow. Well, as someone who watched John Glenn take off in black and white, this is amazing. It's just astounding what the technology is today. So you're saying that this rover is like an Apple product? What?
Well, no, I mean, NASA's, NASA's, coverage, their up-to-date element of that was great. And I think also lent it, sure, there's a ton of drama with this anyhow, but it lent a real excitement. Everybody had to be up watching it and commenting on it together and going through that seven-minute period where you didn't know if it was going to land or not.
Talk radio caller reaction time now to the landing on Mars, the debate on whether it's worth the money to send it.
I don't think it's worth spending all that money on. We've got a hole in the ozone layer up there, and we've got rockets going to the space station, and we're going to the moon, and we're going to Mars, and why aren't we up there fixing the ozone layer right now if we want to do something worthwhile? And all these billionaires that are throwing all this money behind Mitt Romney, why aren't they spending that money on something useful and try to fix the damage that we've done to this Earth instead of just ignoring it like it doesn't exist and go playing around here and there when in the meantime we've got a serious drought going on right here in the middle of this country. People are suffering. You know, people are going to, it's hurting the whole economy and everything else. It just blows me away that we go off on these little adventures and not take care of things we need to take care of.
I think to answer that old age-old question of whether we're alone in the universe or not, how do you put a price tag on something like that? And to even go further, I'm 41, and I never thought that it would be possible to know that answer to that question in my lifetime, and it's quite possible that I will now. To me, I think it's worth it.
I am extremely excited about it. I, woke up in the middle of the night to watch the landing. To be honest, I was really worried about it because it was a very complicated procedure, and I was more thinking more that it was going to crash, but when it came off successfully, I was extremely excited. I'm 53 years old. I have been following the space program for virtually all of my life and an extremely strong supporter of it. The cost of this mission, the cost of the Curiosity mission, costs $7 per taxpayer total. And you could spend that much money at the in the afternoon at a movie theater. So I think it was money well spent.
I think it's kind of a waste of time and money. We got people that are going hungry in this country, and I just think that we got better things to be spending our money on. Heck, we don't even explore our oceans to the depths that we have, and I think it's just time to start concentrating on taking care of the people in this country, and is if we don't have a strong America, we don't have nothing. We are the only shining light in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Latest on the situation in Syria. That's up next on the Countdown.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So you can imagine that Syria has occupied a good deal of time this week with some of the serious issue-oriented talk radio programs. Here's Brett Baer with Bill Kristol, Juan Williams, and Charles Krauthammer talking about Syria, aligning themselves with Iran. What a surprise.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad was seen on TV for the first time today in 2 weeks. He showed up and he was meeting with Iran's top security chief, and the message there was that a central part of the axis of resistance was standing together, Iran and Syria. What about the situation on the ground there? We're back with the panel. Bill.
I mean, to see the American Secretary of State saying, well, we're, you know, hoping that he'll go and we're planning for the post-Assad era, as if we can't do anything about it, I really find it just demoralizing, frankly, as an American. I went back and looked at the speech President Obama gave in March 2011 when he announced the very mild intervention in Libya, which did help to get rid of Gaddafi. Every reason he gave for intervening in Libya is there squared and triplicate for intervening in Syria, including the strategic importance of getting rid of Assad and weakening Iran. And we're sitting there talking about, we really hope there won't be sectarian violence later on, and gee, this is kind of unfortunate.
But do you sense there's any appetite for intervening in Syria?
Senator Lieberman, Senator McCain, a lot of people are calling for it. The administration is doing its best to resist.
Juan?
There's no appetite. There's no appetite on the part of the American people. There's no appetite on Capitol Hill, with the exception of John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lieberman. That's it. I mean, what you hear from people who are advocates of this is that we need to get involved beyond simply offering assistance, you know, that existing that we have been to the rebels. But has anybody suggested that we actually mount a multinational force, which is Libya, or insert American troops? I've never heard such a word.
Charles?
Look, we can argue all we want about intervention. Under this administration, it's not going to happen. And hearing the Secretary of State speak, with all due respect, what is she talking about? Who cares what she says about our expectations of, you know, the absence of sectarian warfare afterwards? The U.S. is not a player in this. The players are Iran and Russia on one side, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar on the other side. These are the people who matter, not what the Secretary of State is saying. What's happening right now, I think, is the crucial battle, the Battle of Aleppo. Aleppo is in the north. Assad is prepared to destroy it entirely in order that it not fall, because if it does, it becomes what Benghazi was for the rebels in Libya, sort of the capital of the opposition state. If Aleppo goes and the rebels control it, they will control the whole north and be on the border with Turkey. They will get all the arms, weapons, and they want. Syria will be split in half and Assad will fall.
Taco's John Gambling with national security expert K.T. McFarland. They talk about leaked information from the CIA in Syria.
Tell me about this thing that was leaked a week or so ago about Obama signing some deal for CIA et al. To get involved in Syria. What was that really? What was the leak meant for?
Well, I don't think the leak came like the other leaks have been, where the other leaks about the bin Laden raid and about the president making decisions on which leaders to kill with drone strikes. Those were all leaks after the fact to make the president look good. This is a different kind of leak. This is a leak saying the United States is cooperating with the Syrian rebels. And I think it was coming from overseas. So it wasn't leaked to make the president look good, because this thing could blow up in everybody's face. Now, are we helping the rebels? Yeah, we are. I mean, we for sure are helping them with humanitarian assistance. We're helping them with logistics. Are we arming them? And that's the key question. And you have to take a step back and say, who are these rebels? This is not George Washington and the Revolutionary Army at Valley Forge. This is a disparate group ranging from everything from Al-Qaeda, our Syrian rebels, to well-meaning pro-democracy advocates. Once Assad leaves, and it looks like it's going to be sooner rather than later.
What would you guess? I know you can't guess. But I mean, if you had
a couple weeks, at most, within a month.
Okay.
And he leaves in a body bag because there's nothing he's going to kill or be killed at this point. And so what happens next is all those groups who are the Syrian rebels, the worry is they all turn on each other. And then they fight each other, and they try to, you know, Al-Qaeda's in this mix for sure, and that the fighting then spreads and breaks out into the entire region. Now, why do we care? If you look at a map, there's Israel, and on the north, east of Israel is Syria. That's where all the fighting is now. Between Syria and Israel are the Golan Heights, the demilitarized zone. It's been demilitarized since my boss, Henry Kissinger, in the 1970s, forged the first peace agreement. If you look at the south of Israel, it's the Sinai Peninsula. Last week, or 2 days ago, there was an attack in the Sinai Peninsula by Al-Qaeda jihadists into Israel. It was thwarted. But you worry, if you look at the map of Israel, on the north is the Golan Heights, on the south is the Sinai Peninsula, both demilitarized zones, and that's what's kept the peace for 40 years in the Middle East. If both of those areas get destabilized, Al-Qaeda comes in, they start trying to attack Israel, picking a fight with Israel, you could well see another regional Arab-Israeli war.
Or worse.
Or worse.
All right, so a lot of things in this hour, and you can find out more about each and every one of them at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.